Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 1, we were talking about men that teach false doctrine, subtly working their way into churches. Let's continue with that subject today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
The Bible hasn't changed. The Word of God hasn't changed. We're told God changeth not. So why do they think that the culture trumps the Word of God? That is viciously evil. That is viciously so very wrong. The Judaizers were trying to get their way of worship in. Oh, yeah, boy, they wanted that. They wanted their fellow church members with them. I've seen those that are in the areas of Calvinism. I remember one college president says, the most faculty I've hired are Bible teachers. And that outnumbers all the other kind of faculty that I have combined together that I've hired. I says, why is that? He says, well, the Calvinists come in. They lie. They get in. They have the Marxist attitude of the end justifies the means. So it's all right to say that. To justify the means because you've got a good end. Well, their end isn't good when it's Calvinist. And so they get in, and then they find your best students, and they try to disciple them. Some of these get into local churches, and they try to disciple those kind as well. And so they're trying to impress fellow church members with their knowledge and $35 words, their philosophies, and they subvert others because they subtly subvert the scriptures. They subtly wrest the scriptures. My friend, that's gaudy because it has the shine only of hell, of the devil, but not the glory of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oh, it is so quite the opposite. And that's the day in which we live. So again, you look at this, and you see, this is the day that in which I live. And so they are trying to get God's will their way, not God's way. So God is giving here strong language about this part of the godliness that has been allowed in his house. Those mouths must be stopped who subvert whole houses, teaching things they ought not for filthy lucre's sake. Why such strong language? How about 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15 and 16? But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave in the house of God, which is the church, that's speaking of the local church, the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of truth. Thy word is truth, and so the truth that the church is supposed to be preaching is not motivation, it's not psychology, it is the Word of God. And he goes on to say, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. That's a mystery to too many churches today. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, scene of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up to glory. Wow. Received up to glory. Well, my friend, tell me, what are you thinking now? What are you thinking now of that contemporary things as compared to the Word of God? See, you say, well, that's your philosophy. If it's the Word of God, then it is my philosophy because I get it from God. You know, I have a rule. Kind of, well, it's not a steadfast rule, but it's one that I've kind of adopted. When I have heard gossip come back to me for about a third time, and it's not from the original source, I will address it from the pulpit. And of course, I always get, he is just defending himself. He's just using the Bible to defend himself. Well, what I do is I get in the Word of God, see what the Word of God has to say, and then I preach. As the Apostle Paul said, I'm set for the defense of the Word of God. And I know it's an offense to the world. I know it's an offense to the carnal. I know it's an offense to the backslid saved. But when I'm there, I'll get in the pulpit, and that's what I do. And I'll take the Word of God, I'll go through it, and preach. You can go to my website, and you'll see centralbaptistocala.org, and click on it, and you go down the left column, you'll find booklets or books by Dr. Andy Bloom, and you click onto it, and it'll bring up about 9 or 10 books, and one of those are In the Way They Should Go. It's on Proverbs chapter 22:6. Well, there was a bunch of religious psychologists and others from Christian universities that were teaching on that, and everybody's talking about, oh, it's this great, it's this wonderful. Well, when I went over and saw what all Proverbs 22:6, and I really delved into it, and I was teaching something different than what they believe, and I went into it, and I named everything about it. And basically, it was showing that your children don't have a free will at all. Well, that pretty answered a lot of questions, I think. And a lot of people came back with a peace and a joy and tears in their eyes because they've been made to feel guilty all this time. When they tried to raise their children in the fear and the admonition of the Lord, they had standards, they had all this other. Well, they weren't perfect parents. Have you seen any parent that was perfect? Let me ask you, did Adam fall? Doesn't Luke in the genealogy there tell us that he was the son of God? So did God the Father fail in Adam? Did he fail in teaching Adam rightly? Oh, if he had taught him right, he would have never failed. Well, they wouldn't say that. But you see, they like to adjust the scriptures to their philosophies. It sounds very good, but it's very wrong. It gives them hope, and too often I've seen it bring false hope. And so, people are just gossiping about it. I get in the Word of God, and I will address. Look, if I don't address the point that Satan is attacking, that no matter what other exploits I may do on a battlefield, I am nothing but a coward and a weakling if I will not meet him at the point of attack. Whether it's contemporary or anything, philosophy, psychology, or whatever. And we meet him at the point of attack with the weaponry of the sword of the Lord, the Word of God. So, in all honesty, I've had people rebuke me for this, saying, I really don't care what you think about it, me addressing those things. I know I've got to do it by the word of God. Or you should say, I don't care what you think. Yes, that's right. I don't care, because I'm not going to let my care of what they think keep me from saying the truth of the word of God. Now, I'm not trying to exalt myself. What I'm trying to say is that as a pastor, I have a personal responsibility. Your pastor has a responsibility. That's why you need to pray for your pastor. He's got to address and attack the point at which Satan is attacking, but with the word of God. Now, if you don't like something that's happening in the church and your pastor attacks it without using the word of God, he's going to lose that battle. He's going to lose the battle in which he does not use the word of God. And so, really, when people say to me, he's defending himself, when they've made all these accusations, he's defending himself, using the Bible to defend himself. Oh, I want to praise God. Even send him a thank you letter. Why? Because they're acknowledging then that I've used the word of God to answer the question and that it was right. And if the word of God, rightly divided, defends me, praise God, it should if I'm going to stand right. If it doesn't, that means I'm not standing right. So we've got to use the word of God, my friend. And it's not just for preachers. It's for all of us who are saved. We must stand on the word of God even when family opposes us. Look, I know what it is to have family oppose, leave the church where I've been preaching, because I stood on the word of God. I know, I've had family like that, relatives. But you know what? All of those of them that are saved, we'll be rejoicing together in heaven, because there everything's made right. So we're going to stand on the word of God, and that's what your pastor needs, but he needs your prayer behind him in those things. He needs your encouragement in those things. Edify him, build him up in the truth. He's preaching the truth. He's getting attacked for him. You build him up. You edify him. You encourage him. Hey, preacher, you keep on keeping on. Now, so again, we've got to preach the word as it is to men as they are. They may not like it, but it's always right to preach God's word. Now, notice the very Holy Spirit of God, what he says in very emphatic terms here in our text, whose mouths must be stopped. Wow, that's pretty hard, isn't it? Sometime on your own, read James chapter 3, verses 1 through 10, which shows how the tongue can do so much damage. It's like a match putting an entire forest on fire.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.